From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Despite a new call for a ceasefire from the UN Security Council, Syrian airstrikes continued Sunday to pummel the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus, known as Eastern Ghouta, where more than 500 have been killed in recent days of clashes. Allahu Akbar. Video uploaded to a social media website purported to show rescuers, so-called white helmets, searching through the rubble of destroyed buildings for survivors and images of an unresponsive child being rushed to an ambulance. Meanwhile, the opposition and monitors say a child died and several others were suffering breathing difficulties after a suspected chemical attack on the besieged rebel enclave. Paul Donahoe is with the group International Rescue Committee.
I know, speaking to colleagues inside Eastern Ghouta, that they are living in constant fear and they're worried that the next bomb might hit their home and kill their family.
The Security Council has demanded a 30-day truce. German and French leaders Sunday urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to exert maximum pressure on allies Syria for the immediate implementation of the ceasefire. At the Vatican Sunday, Pope Francis said Syria was being martyred by the incessant attacks on civilians that he described as inhuman. Turkey has welcomed the UN action but said it won't impact its own offensive in northwest Afrin region against Kurds. The Nigerian government confirmed dozens of schoolgirls were abducted last week in the northeast town of Dapchi by suspected Boko Haram insurgents. Lai Mohammed is the country's information minister.
I think there's no doubt that yes, the girls, you know, the insurgents were actually in Dapchi on Monday evening. And as of today, we cannot account for 110. Students.
President Muhammadu Buhari called the mass abduction a national disaster. This is VOA.